Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters, uninformed people in this world? Then change the channel, because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here in the real time. That's Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, get involved, get engaged, don't be stupid. Sincerely, don't be stupid. Do the right thing. You want to make sure that you got the information you're supposed to have, right? And that the information is true and correct. Hey, had a lot of fun last night. I want to jump into it because it's so fun. I had a lot of fun at my school board meeting last night. And reason being is that I love these people that come forward and listen, I am all for you. Come forward, you speak your mind, you should have a right to speak your mind. Nobody should stop you from speaking out. But, you know, like I always say, be respectful. Right? Don't yell at somebody. Don't yell at the elected officials. You don't need to. Not yet, anyway. Give them the opportunity to do things the right way. And then if they don't, then you can go after them. I don't mean physically. You know that. Then you go after them for, you know, not doing the right thing. Not following the rules. Not holding up the Constitution of these United States. Seriously. You know? I love what's happening right now in Texas. The Texas Speaker of the House has told the Dems, listen, we've charted, the state has chartered a plane, right, to bring you guys back. And all you need to do is secure a seat on the plane, say you want one, and get on it, and we send it for you. How's that? Okay? And I think it's great. I hate these things. Texas Republican House Speaker announced that he plans to charter a plane that will be on standby in Washington, D.C., waiting to bring these Democrat lawmakers home. The cowards fled the state to avoid voting on election integrity bill. You're supposed to be there to fight. You're supposed to be there to lay your case down. Well, you know what? You don't need the Republicans in some of these other states. You don't even need them to a big degree in Congress right now. Should they get on a plane and go home? You don't see them doing it. Right? They stay and fight it out. What's wrong with you people? Thought you fought for everybody. This is the part that makes me nuts. You hear how righteous they are and how they're on your side, they're willing to fight for you, but only if they know they're going to win. And yeah, you do stay and fight. You do lay out why you're voting against something, or for something for that matter. I went down in a vote last night, 4-1. My four colleagues didn't agree with me. But I stayed. I knew I was going to lose. Why even show up for that portion of the meeting? I'm going to lose anyway. Might as well stay home and have an extra hamburger or something, whenever I'm eating for dinner. You don't. You make your point. You let people hear you. You let people hear what it is that you want to say. Anyway, he says, I'm demanding all of our colleagues in D.C. to contact my staff immediately in order to secure the seat on the plane and return to Austin in order to do the state's business. Now, earlier this week, those group of Democrats, they left because they were going to lose. They were going to lose. They fled Austin, Texas. They went to D.C. because they knew they were, they were there in a swamp. They wanted to get back to the swamp. They're much more comfortable, obviously, in the swamp. Did I say the swamp? Right? Because you're upset that the bill the Republicans have put on the table would strengthen voter ID. We don't want to do that. We've already proved over and over again, so don't keep putting it out there. We've already proved that this does not squelch voting. And many states that have enacted voter ID laws, voting participation actually went up. When people feel like it's useless, their vote doesn't count, somebody's going to steal their vote anyway, they won't go vote. Why bother? And I love the fact, too, the hypocrites on that plane think about something. Let's talk about climate change effect, cooling, global warming, whatever. So they get on a private plane. You can't even get on a regular plane. You get on a private plane. Right? And then on top of that, none of them have any masks on. They're not 6 feet apart. As they're dictating to everybody else that that's what they need. Don't you love it? The rules don't apply to them. You already know that. So Texas Democrat decision to break a quorum of the Texas legislature and abandon the Texas state capitol inflicts harm on every Texan who elected them to serve. And that's according to Texas Governor Greg Abbott. And he's right. You were voted in to fight the fight whether you knew you were going to win or lose. This is cowardice. You're nothing but cowards. Every one of you got in that plane and flew out of Texas. And again, private plane. What are they spending your taxpayer money or what? So, without the chamber quorum, Republicans have been unable to act on legislation voted on Tuesday to order law enforcement officials to track down the fugitives. Right? In addition to chartering the plane, Phelan also stripped El Paso Democrat Joe Moody of his leadership post, which the Democrat addressed in a Twitter post. He said, the most important titles in my life will never change. Dad, husband, Moody, he tweeted that nothing political has ever, ever cracked the top three. Yeah, okay, sure. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Zoe Rachel joins me right after the break.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. 800-808-5181. That's 800-808-5181.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove. But I can't see the stove.
How lucky can one guy...
We are back. I'm back. I don't know about you people. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution like this guy is. Alfonso Rachel joins me as he does every week, and we lovingly refer to him as Zoe. He's a host of the Zopium Den, Anti-Funny Duddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft. Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good, man. I got my cup full of head right now. Some Zoloft tea.
Yeah, so you're not charging your electric car here in California, because I don't know if you heard that even with all the windmills and the solar panels it's been hot, triple-digit weather in some areas. So they're saying, we'd prefer you not charge your electric cars while we're in this electric crunch. Think of that.
All they need to whatever. So we here we got a whole bunch of these windmills. If they're worried about like the weather being so dang hot, I thought these windmills were supposed to be useful. How come these windmills ain't like cooling the air down? It's like you got a big old air conditioner outside with all these windmills. It's not cooling the air down. But it's real though. I don't understand what these windmills are supposed to be solving. It's like, is it supposed to give us a reprieve from fossil fuel? The windmills themselves, they're turbines, right? Which means that they got a motor in them, and motors have to have oil. So it's like these I'm looking at these flipping windmills, and they've got oil sprayed like all down, like the oil is just like leaking out and stuff like that. And I'm like, y'all didn't solve anything, you know. And you know, these gas, these so-called electric cars, even, you know, we know, man, it's like, you know, you have to have fossil fuel or coal to turn the turbines to generate the electricity in the first place. But these people want to go on with their little fantasy that they're saving the planet with these toxic batteries that they have, that I guess are so toxic we don't even create them here in America. I think these batteries are manufactured in China.
They're manufactured overseas, the lithium batteries, and they have kids working those mines. It's almost like fracking when they have to get them up out of the ground, okay? But don't don't say anything. Like, nobody knows about it. I did an Uncle Joey B there for you, you know. Shh. And they have to have kids use them. You know,
No. It's not. It's that's how you do Joey B. Yeah, be sniffing things. Cow sniffula.
Yeah, the hair on my neck just went up. Stop it. I had to look behind me to see if he was there.
Sniffing up your back hair. You can feel it tugging it into his nostrils. Like,
Sniffy Joe. God, that's the next T-shirt, right, people? Sniffy Joe.
Naughty, naughty.
Oh. Don't say that with him.
Stiffy, okay.
Okay.
We're going downhill here.
You're dragging me down with you, too. This is not cool. All right. So, listen. Another insurrection.
My wife says the same thing. She's like, you're corrupting me. You're making me into a pervert like you.
Whoa.
You heathen.
Oh, I've been called worse. Anyway, oh, God. Thank God it's your keyboard that went all over. So the U.S. Capitol Police had a turn away another insurrection yesterday. Apparently, Representative Joyce Beatty, during a voting rights protest in the Hart building, she actually went in there with a bunch of other African-American, women. Women of color from all over, and they're demanding their voter rights back. Now, the thing I find really interesting about this is, first of all, I don't know any one of them that would be from, you know, Africa. They're all from their home states, number one. Number two is, are you aware of any black women that have been refused the right to vote? Is there a state that denies that?
I know that the reason why people have a fear of that is because Democrats actually did. I mean, that was what the Civil Rights and Voting Rights Act was about, imposed by the Democrats. Martin Luther King got shot over this by a Democrat, jailed by Democrats. So it is a real thing. So if they want to bring up that charge, well, yeah, America does have a history of that. It was done by Democrats, and these places where they're so worried about it are happening in Democrat-run states. Maybe the math on it, and I don't mean Common Core math either. They should do some actual math on it and find out that the only ones who are actually messing around with their votes and controlling their votes, whether their votes get counted or not, is Democrats.
You're exactly right. You know, think of some ironies here. First of all, this is a Congressional Black Caucus who is demanding justice, demanding fairness, who would not allow a black Republican congressperson to be part of the caucus. Okay? But they want justice and fairness for all. Okay? So, let that hang loose for a second.
Well, you know how... You know the rules on that. You have to be their kind of blacks. Right, you got to be the right kind of black, the right kind of African American. And people, you know, how are they able to mobilize? So they must have like the fastest texting thumbs ever to go ahead and be able to type in all the politically correct terms. We're gonna have the people of color, African American, hyphen, you know, all this sort of, to make sure that we're gonna mobilize at this place and stuff like that. I mean, these guys must have like lightning thumbs to get all the politically. You know, good at being evil.
Oh God! And then and the second part of this, right, is they. I think it was a pseudo insurrection because you know there was a whole bunch of them that took over that building, and they took it over just by you know simply going in there and being in the way and all that stuff. But they were chanting "End the filibuster," okay, so that black women could get their voting rights back. And I'm thinking to myself, really, this is the same group that fought, not just the Black Caucus, but the Democrats. They fought to make sure the Republicans wouldn't end the filibuster because it was the only thing allowing the minority groups, right, their rights in the chambers. You know, and I'm saying to myself, oh, wow, so now you don't care about the other minority group because they're Republicans, right?
Man, the irony is just thick. It's always put on this. You know, they bring up these things about Republicans being racist, and they have this selective idea of like when to end the filibusters. Like even with lynching, they make like lynching is racist, and it's only associated with black people. Nobody else in the history of the world has ever been lynched except for black people. And when Republicans went in to end lynching, it's like, look, man, you can't just be going around lynching people. Okay, who filibustered it? Democrats did.
Now, listen, if you're going to come to the show and tell the truth, we're going to have a problem. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to have a problem, I'm sure, afterward. But anyway, always a pleasure. Joe is your host. Don't go far. Zoe and Joe will be back in just a few minutes.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
No, I'm not.
You are cheap.
Well, maybe I am.
If you're buying a diamond ring for your wife, it's not cool to be cheap. If you're buying airline tickets, it's very cool to be cheap and called Trip Amigo, where you can fly anywhere in the world and save up to 75% on over 500 airlines and 300,000 hotels. Plus, rental cars and vacation packages. Visit family, friends, or go on a once-in-a-lifetime vacation. Go ahead. Be cheap. We have special fares we're not allowed to publish. When you book your airline reservations with Trip Amigo, you'll spend your travel money when you get there, not by getting there. Call Trip Amigo now and mention the travel code Amigo and save even more. Call Trip Amigo now.
800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. 800-898-1427. That's 800-898-1427.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
U.S.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Surgeon General has issued an advisory.
Today, we live in a world where misinformation poses an imminent and insidious threat to our nation's health.
Vivek Murthy is calling for a nationwide effort to stop the spread of dangerous misinformation about COVID-19.
All of us have to ask how we can be more accountable and responsible for the information that we share. And those of us who may have larger platforms, I think, bear a greater responsibility.
He says the false claims have led people to reject vaccines and public health officials, putting people at risk. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is to be interviewed on Saturday by investigators with the state attorney general's office, which are looking into sexual harassment allegations against him. The Democratic governor has been accused by several women of inappropriate touching and offensive remarks. He's apologized and said he's learned an important lesson about his behavior around women. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
Not that I care, but where is your husband?
Why, he's dead.
I'll bet he's just using that as an excuse.
We are back. You are listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm really glad you're with us. Head up to the website and just look at it. You can click on Listen Live, Watch Live. You can send a donation our way. We won't turn that away at all. But you can also get informed. And there's a lot happening up there. We can take the poll. Just some great. I hope they're great stories. They used to be great stories we posted up there. I'm sure they still are. And you know what? You can get informed. There's nothing wrong with having some information. It's really that simple. But let me bring him on. I don't want to waste a whole bunch of his time. Alfonso Rangel joins us as he does every week. So, and Zoe and Joe do a weekend show as well. 6 o'clock on the Pacific, on the Pacific Coast. You know, when I say 6 o'clock California time, people are like, huh? But somehow Pacific, they understand. You know, Soul Food Radio.
Yeah.
So don't eat a lot and listen up.
Soul
right?
Food Radio. I like that Dr. Seuss flow there, man, with the Joe, and the Zoe show, man.
Yeah, I know.
Right
on. Huh?
Green Eggs and Ham and Big Mom.
Yeah, but you'd have to be green. I'd have to be yellow or something like that, wouldn't it? Or purple or real color.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Racist. Anyway.
Real color.
Hey, that's the thing with the Pacific time. You mentioned Pacific. It's like, because I got tired of, like, you know, you have to be so specific about, well, is it PT, is it PBT, or is it PST, Pacific Standard, Pacific? It's like,
right.
Dude, come on, man. Just Pacific.
It's just simple. So, all right. So, I don't remember what were we talking about when you see that? See what you did to me? Got me all confused. I'm older than you, so I'm
not. We're like that kid on The Simpsons.
Oh, yeah. Look, it doesn't matter what we were talking about. Let's jump. Oh, no, we were talking about the Democrats. That
the school mascots, I think.
Well, you and I were talking about that during the break. Well, I'll pick up on that more in a second. But the ones that had the insurrection in D.C., the black women who decided to take over that one particular building because they want women's rights back, women or voting women rights for black people. I'm thinking, wait a minute. I don't know anybody right now in today's day and age where a black woman can't vote. Is there a state or a city or a county? Because Zoe and I will be there in about 20 minutes. I mean, seriously, I don't know of a place that says, oh, you're a black female, you can't vote here.
Do you?
Well, you know, the thing, I don't know, but that is a real thing in our nation's history where women were denied suffrage. And guess who were the ones who were holding that up? Once again, Democrats. But it's amazing. It's amazing, Joe, how, and of course, you know, the Bible warns us about these things where you will have people who will be totally dyslexic about this stuff and cursing the people who actually stood for the liberation of these things and totally siding and just be Stockholm to the people who have actually, who are actually denying them and playing them. There's a saying, man, it's so true. The easily offended are the most easily manipulated. Oh, yeah. And these people, these victim-driven, insecure, I'm talking just diseased, so diseased and with insecurity, man. And going around in circles, man. It's sad.
So I told you last night at my school board meeting, and what happened was there was a local school named the, you know, blank Indians, okay? I don't want to give away too much. So anyway, first the fight was, do they have a mascot? No, they have no mascot. What they have is a name for the football team was called the Indians, the basketball team was called the Indians, that kind of stuff, right? So we had a group of people decided it was time to get rid of this racist term, this racist mascot. Now, I went up and looked up the word racist just for giggles. Okay, and they keep using this word. What's that guy used to say in the movie? He was like, I don't think that word means what you think it means, you know, because you keep using it wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Remember that movie? So yes. I want to get that recording. I'm going to play that when people, whenever people say racist, right? So, you know, it's when you believe that your color, your race, is superior to another's because of their color. Right? And ethnicity. Mm-hmm. That's the purest sense of the definition of racism, okay? So they're coming up and they're talking about racism and this, and the ones I loved, and I was thinking of you, and I always got in trouble because they kept coming up and saying, you were part, they were looking at me, you were part of that racist parade, and, you know, it was, I felt like it was like a KKK gathering. I felt like, and they were going on, and I'm thinking in my head, there were no Democrats there. What are they talking about?
Excellent.
And I wish I had and I shouldn't have to do this, but I wish there was a black conservative school board member that would have said, excuse me, ma'am, there were no Democrats in that parade. I don't know what you're talking about. That would have been a great line.
Exactly. Yes. Yes.
So, I'm sorry.
The idea is that these people have, they've been fed some sort of fantasy these ideas of what KKK is. It's just like you said, it's like, well, if you want to know what a KKK rally feels like, just go around a bunch of Democrats. That's where it comes from. Or like during the Tea Party days, you'd have these liberals out there, you know, these lefties. You know, Democrats who are just so oblivious to who they are. They're just fully oblivious to who they are. And they would talk about the Tea Parties. Oh, the Tea Party is a bunch of old, bitch white people. And if you attend one, it's just like attending a Klan rally. I'm like, really? Okay. So when you think Klan, you think old, rich white people. That is so backwards and untrue. You know what the Klan is, or what the Klan has always been? Klan is actually young, wild-eyed white people who are not rich. They're usually poor. And then they gained affluence, yes, but you have the recruiters, you have the elites, the ones with the high titles like the Grand Dragons and the Grand Wishes, but everybody else in the Klan were young, poor, wild-eyed white people, not older senior citizens and stuff like that. That's not what they were.
Yeah, no, it's really, really interesting to think what they believe is true. It's like, so they can't make up their mind to who really is at fault with this. Like when they talk about the KKK, you'll hear how it was a Christian organization. I go, look, I don't care if those guys carried a cross. I don't care if they mentioned the name of Jesus, because Jesus said many would use his name, and he was going to go, yeah, I don't know you. And
exactly.
Right? Mm-hmm. And just because they said they were Christians doesn't mean that they are. All right. What Christ-like thing did they do, ascribe to, or even talk about?
Was there a certain scripture they used before they hung somebody or burned a cross? Because I'm not a familiar one that actually allows you to do that, right? I mean, do you have, is that like the 14th commandment or something? I don't know. Thou shalt burn crosses? I don't know.
Amen, man. And you know, the thing about being a racist and you have this white pride, you would be proud to admit it. You know, and I don't know of any Republican that I know of is would actually proudly say, yeah, I'm a member of the Klan, or I'm proud to be a racist, or I don't know any. And you're exactly right, man. With the Klan, sure, would they meet in church? Who goes to church too? That don't impress me. You know, so it's like the devil can recite scripture also.
Oh, yeah.
And if these people are Christians, what kind of a Christian organization has the pagan titles? You know, Exalted Cyclops, Grand Wizard, Dragon, Quorum of Hydras, Quorum of Tars. These are pagans, you know, and they're able to do all this evil, and these people do not see the Democrats' hand in this and where this stuff comes from, and they don't and because they don't see it, they don't even understand why the KKK, founded by the party, calls themselves the Invisible Empire. And it's like people are just oblivious to these things. Yeah, I know my enemy, Joe. I know my enemy.
Are they willfully ignorant? Or are they just oblivious because they believe everything their leaders tell them? I mean, you think about some of the rank and file in that particular party and how and what they believe. It's amazing to me. When I get a mm-hmm. back and forth with one of them, I hear, because we do this all the time, I hear party line, the party lines, right? I mean, that's what they fight back with. It's amazing.
Sure. Well, the reason why they're able to do it is Democrats, just like their father, the devil, are quick to strike with accusations. That's how death minion in the world. Devil shows up. He's an accusation. He accuses God of being the man, the one who wants to hoard power and stuff like that. Eve yeah. bought it, suckered Adam with it. You know, and here we go. And Democrats follow that same script. They are there quickly. They strike right to it's like, yes, bring your kids. They took full advantage of compulsory education. They are right there with the kids' TV shows, flipping Sesame Street and all that sort of stuff. They're right there striking quickly as a serpent, influencing people.
You heard that that Sesame Street now is using all the thee, they, thou, you know, different pronouns. 70, I just want to go throw up. I'll be back in a minute. Anyway, so I'm a senior host. Zoe and Joe will be back in a minute. Don't go far.
The way things are going these days, do you ever ask yourself, when is the other shoe going to drop? The warning signs are everywhere. The next big danger is food shortages. That's why Americans are learning to be self-reliant and getting their emergency long-term food storage from My Patriot Supply. We're America's trusted leader in emergency preparedness. Over the past decade, My Patriot Supply has served millions of families and helped them prepare. Our delicious meal kits average 2,000 calories per day and stay fresh in storage up to 25 years. This is reliable food that will be there when disasters strike. And with the way things are going, you should grab some now. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a starter kit for each member of your family, and we'll ship everything quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait and scramble with the masses when the news breaks. Instead, prepare today for what's coming. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Yes, the pandemic is coming to an end. Restrictions are coming to an end. But body aches and pains never seem to end. That's why you need to click sunny-bay.com for the best sleep you can get. Sunny Bay's legendary products can help, like our lavender stress-reducing products, locally sourced and handmade in the USA. Or try Sunny Bay's award-winning pillows for traveling or extra neck support while sleeping. No need for pills or expensive chiropractic visits. Our neck support pillows are that good. Sunny Bay is a homegrown, small business. But our products are designed and rigorously tested based on your demand and feedback. And they make great gifts for mom, dad, or anyone. Find Sunny Bay products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, or at sunny-bay.com. And right now, get free heat patches and a belt with any purchase. So remember, Sunny Bay heating pads, neck pillows, and stress-relieving hot or cold wraps. As restrictions come to an end and you get back to work, do it the healthy way with Sunny Bay.
Deb's constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating kept giving her grief. She talked to her doctor to get some relief. Turns out Deb had irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, which was a start. Saying yes to Linzess helped her do her part.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by Abbvie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. You're listening to the Joe Massey Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thanks so much for joining us. Always appreciate your time with us. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Otherwise, you're simply, you know, as I always say, you are simply part of the problem. Let me bring him in. I always enjoy his time with me. Alfonso Rachel, we lovingly refer to him as Zoe, host of the Zopian Den, Anti-Funny Daddy Bible Study, and the Zoloft, and you can get some of the wonderful music you hear from him. Where is that music found?
That's bronzeserpentmedia.com. If they check out the 20-pound sledge page, man, they can come and rock the gospel with us.
Come and what? What was that?
Come and rock the gospel with us.
Oh, yeah. God. You see, you flowed that so quickly, you know, I missed some of it. But rock the gospel. Can you do that? Is that okay to do that? Sounds kind of awful.
Absolutely.
I don't know, you know?
Nah, man. It works. But God likes it loud, man.
I agree with you. I mean, look at the sound of trumpet that we can all hear. I'm sure he likes it loud. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah. Before I get to this other story, I want to get to
the strums.
I think, I don't know if you heard about this, but the Democrats, you know when you turn a light on in the basement and the rats scatter? Apparently somebody turned the lights on in Texas and all the rats scattered. The Democrats got a plane and they took off. And they got out of there because that would break that they wouldn't have a quorum to vote on the Voter Rights Act down there. Okay? But the beauty behind this, I think it's really funny. So they're all proud of themselves. Right? And, right, these are the masked Nazis. And they're all sitting on a plane.
Yeah.
And they're right next to each other, shoulder to shoulder, the plane. It's a chartered plane, private plane. So, private plane breaks the first, you know, 8 commandments of climate change, last I checked. Then they don't have a mask on. None of them have masks on. They're right next to each other. That's like the first 7 commandments, right, of the COVID-19 crew. And I thought this was just all great. And they're running, I mean, tell me if I'm wrong here, they're running away from their responsibility. They didn't get voted in to run away when they knew they were going to lose. You still stay and fight. Am I wrong?
That, you know, it's not unlike Democrats to run away from their responsibilities. I mean, that's why they're such big proponents of abortion. You know, run away from your responsibility, kill that kid. It's your duty as a woman to do that, to make this judgment on a kid. So, you know, from their responsibility isn't something that's new to them. And it is kind of, I mean, what's up with that? You guys are going to, you know, they talk about how identification. They want people to be identified with COVID, and you know they're going to knock on doors and make sure that you're in their database and all that sort of stuff. So make sure that you are identified for COVID. But it's racist to have identification to vote. You know,
they don't see it. They don't see it. You're so right. Look, they you have to have ID for all the stuff that they want you. They want you to have ID for all the stuff, right? Here in California, they don't want, right, I think you heard about this, they don't want you to prove who you are when you vote. They don't want signature verification when you vote. Along the same lines, Newsom wants the signature verifications for all the petitions that were signed to recall him. So I guess under the recall petition, you are mandated to check the signatures, but to get into office, we don't have to know who you are.
Jeez, man. It's like, dude, I think you guys are wearing that. If you want to wear the face mask, at least wear them right. It's supposed to cover your nose and mouth. I think you guys are wearing the face mask as an eye patch because you guys don't see. You guys don't seem to be registering these things visually. You're kind of blind to these kind of things. Right. Yeah.
And then L.A. County, so they went from six. Remember it was like 6 feet is barely safe. Like, we prefer you be 10 feet, but 6 feet's a safe distance, and that'll work as long as you have masks on. And then out of nowhere, with no explanation, absolutely none, what happened? You heard that it wasn't 6 feet. Now it was, well, you go 3 feet. No scientific explanation, no anything. 3 feet was good. Now they come out again. No explanation. So now when you're in school, you can have, you have masks on, but you are, you don't have to have any minimal distances.
Okay.
So,
yeah, we know.
Can anybody
know
give
all
me a negative two? I mean, how close can we get? I don't know.
We definitely know that it's all BS. We see how they keep moving the goalposts as far as that goes. I mean, you know, I guess like in that plane, they don't have to wear because I'm assuming that they were vaccinated. But they say that you should still wear a mask even if you're vaccinated.
Yeah.
And if they want us to keep at least 6 feet of distance, well, then you need to back up. That definitely right there. It's like, okay, I'm going to adhere to 6 feet rule. And do not come within 6 feet of me with that. You are not allowed to me to give me a shot. So, but I don't see that they're following that protocol. All of their rules cancel themselves out, and that's just the Democrat way, man. That's the way of the godless. Their rules cancel themselves out, and incidentally, God calls them lawless. These are lawless people. You guys make all these laws that you cannot hold up, and every one of your laws is going to come back and cancel itself out. You are lawless.
Yep, no, they get mad at me sometimes because I say they're godless, soulless people. And even when they talk about God, there's no rhyme or reason. You know, every one of them, it's almost like the gender thing. Any one of them you talk to, God is a different thing, a different entity, and operates in a different way. Well, if I got 27 of you in a room, you have 27 different versions of God, you're all praying, you think that entity, whatever it is, might be, could be, would be, you think you're going to get an answer? You don't even know what you're praying to. Yeah, you know?
No.
Even if I believed in multiple gods, they're all sitting there going, okay, Frank, is this for you? Good
hang on, here's hold on. You want to take this one?
I mean, seriously. That's how ridiculous this is.
Yeah, it is. And that makes me think of, like, you know, even, you know, Bruce Jenner. Sorry, we hate, you know, hate to pick on Bruce, but, and it is Bruce, and it's so sad, even with conservative media outlets and opinions, they even, like, capitulate to calling him she, Caitlyn. It's like, you guys kowtow to this, and you guys are brag about being ones telling the truth? You can't even tell the truth about what he is. This is a man. And, you know, and I saw something where he's talking about, I hope that God lets me into heaven. It's like, look, man, I'm no judge. I'm not one. Hey, well, you're condemned. That's not my authority. But I do have the right to say, hey, this is what the scripture says. And evidently, you thought that God made a mistake. You assumed to transform yourself. The only one qualified to transform us, Lord. But you took it upon yourself to go against God's biological and spiritual mandate, change yourself into something else against what he has decreed. I don't think that's going to look good. Don't get me wrong, Bruce. If you want to repent for what you've done and understand that you have rebelled against the law of nature and the law of God, and you want Jesus as your intercessor, and you denounce this this transgender stuff, you know, this idea that you can make, and not only that, make other people abide by your fantasy that you can change your physiology, then, you know, I think the Lord is hear you out. But other than that, no, you're an abomination.
You know, I want you to think about something. True fascism, I mean, perfect fascism. Here we have people like Don Lemon and others, right, telling us what God is all about, right? What he likes and what he doesn't like, what he would be, what he would approve of, what he wouldn't approve. But if you got Don Lemon and the Jenner in the same room, they wouldn't agree on what God wants and doesn't want, will accept and won't accept. And if you ask them, where are you getting your information? What do? They put their hand on, well, God speaks to me in my heart. No, he doesn't. Your heart ain't got no ears. Give me a break, right? You don't read anything. What book do you base it on? Nothing. It's like the 79 genders. What do you base it on? Well, I feel that way. Oh, okay. Good for you. I'm glad to hear it, okay?
I know, man. Yeah, it's, you know, I mean, of course you're going to guard the word, you know, in your heart, but you still got to have the Holy Spirit, because the heart can betray you. The heart can speak wicked things. You can think that you're all about heart and compassion instead of being ruled by your feelings. And before you know it, your heart has become your God. Your feeling has become your God, or your gut has become your God. And these are the things that you answer to. You don't want to do that. You got to make sure that you have the eyes and the ears to hear from the counsel of the Holy Spirit before doing these things. And these, you know, these liberals, whether it's an you know, Don Lemon, or people who are deviant from the principles of being a Republican and assuming to be a Christian. Like, no, just like you can assume to be a Christian and not be, also assume to be a woman and not be Christian. Like Bruce Jenner, you're about as much of a Republican, you're about as much of a Christian as you are a woman. You are neither of these things. The whole thing is a masquerade. So, yeah, these have their disagreements. They can't square it up solid. They've got their own truth and their own ideas. And these things are taking the Lord's name in vain, and that ain't going to cut.
Yeah, it never. But nothing is going to get fixed until us people, God's people, step up and do the right thing. Until they step up and really truly step out on God's word and do the right thing, nothing's going to change, at least in my mind. Hey, tell people where to find you.
Thanks, man. BronzeSerpentMedia.com. This is what you can be in. 20 pounds ledge.
You know, you sound so violent, but I know you're not. We'll be back in a few minutes, people. Don't go far. A lot more.